Okay, so really Hanukkah has a tremendous amount. All right, fine. So we'll do an interesting piece. This is I had a little bit of a suffix. I was saying Hanukkah is loaded. Mamish loaded. In my sefer now in the Ma'idim that just put out, there's quite a bit of material on Hanukkah, Baruch Hashem. And I had a little bit of a fight, an internal fight within myself to focus on probably the more important focal point, or to give you over a chiddush that is just very dear to me. So I fell to my yetzahara, and I'm going to give you over that chiddush. and leave the more important things for, you know, maybe if you want to take a look in the peek in the sefer. But we'll get to some things probably there, Chagav. There's a medrash, right, that says Choshech ze golos yavon shechshicha ineim shel Yisrael b'gzeiros seyan. They darkened the eyes of the Jewish people through their gzeiros, because they would say kisvu lachem al keren hashor, right on the horn of an ox, she'en lechem chelik b'lekei Yisrael, that you don't have any part in the God of Israel. So this is like a really weird thing, like what's the ox, on the horn of the ox. Gemara of Avodah Zarah also says the same thing. Daf Ches there describes the Avos Rav Nosson in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says very interesting about Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon, after his chet, experienced a very scary thing. The days started to get shorter and shorter and shorter. So he was very afraid, and he said, "Oh, woe is to me that I messed up, and the world is going back to Tohu Vavohu." He thought it's, you know, more and more darkness till it reverts back to the Choshech al Pnei Zehoim, till it reverts back to the chaos where there's no light. So he was very afraid. So he went and did, he fasted for 8 days. And then what happened is that the Tkufa of Teves starts to come in, and the day starts to get longer again. So he says, "Oh, it's apparently this is just minhag shel olam. This is the way of the world. You know, it goes. There's cycles of periods of time." So he went and he made a party, or not a party, yomim tovim, right? A yom tov. He made a celebration, I guess, for 8 days. Now, when is that tkufa of Teves? That's Hanukkah time. Okay, so. It says over there that he also in Avos Rav Nosson, it says that he brought as a korban a shor, an ox, shekarnov koidmin leparsoisav, whose horns come before its feet or hoofs or whatever, and there's a discussion there about this shor that Adam Rishon brought. So we already see that there's some kind of connection between where he sees that, no, it's not getting dark, we're getting lighter again, and now he brings this ox. There's some kind of connection between light and darkness and the ox. The war against the Yavon, we know, was the war of darkness versus light. Light versus darkness. And therefore, they said they wanted, you know, they're coming to promote their kfirah, their denial of Hashem. And the way they were promoting that was by saying, okay, write this, make our proclamation on the shor, on the horn of the shor. And that is apparently was keneged, that shor that Adam Rishon brought when he was so happy about the light of the world, right? They're coming and like, no, we want to bring back the darkness. It's like, right? It's a statement. There's something with this shor that has to do with light and darkness. This is the good versus bad, the Yavon versus Yisrael, and the shor is going to play a pivotal point in this. So, we don't have time to get into all the aspects of it. The Rishonim already speak about the significance of the shor. Right? It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, the significance of the keren of the horn. So by Moshe Rabbeinu came down, it says he had like a karnayim, like he had horns. Right? The goyim then went and used that against the Jews. That became the symbol, right? The Jews have horns, right? But So what it says is that he had light that was coming forth from his head. It was shining. That the Rashi says, or it's Lashon Karnayim, Lo Yoda Ki Karn Or Panav, the Pasuk says, you know, that his face was shining. And Rashi says that Lashon of Karen is Lashon of Karnayim, of horns, because light shines like horns. It's like kind of reflect. I don't know exactly how would you describe it, but there's like this shine that kind of the rays, right? Actually, in Hebrew, that's where the karnei or the rays of light, because they look like horns coming out, so to say. So the pashat of pshat, okay. We have to discuss both two things. What's the shor, the pashat pshat of shor, but connection with shor and yavan. Okay, that's in the Chazal describe the pasuk describes. Pasuk describes in the Makava, the chariot of Yecheskel, right, which is the basis for a lot of Kabbalah. Describes that there's four animals on the Merkava of Hashem. The face of the person is, you know, the most important one. And then there's the face of the lion, the face of the ox, and the face of the eagle. So the ox is on the Merkava. That's the melech of the behemoth. You know, the Aryeh, the lion, is the melech of the chayas. The shor is the melech of the behemoth. So and it says in this forum, the Shlomo talks about it, the shor is keneged yavan. Okay, the ox represents yavan. These are, so what's the kesher between the shor and yavan? The shor symbolizes the inyan of the seichel. The pasuk says yoda shor keineo, right? The ox knows its master. So there's this concept, as opposed to the chamor evus ba'alav, all the chamor is just run by its stomach, but the shor has some kind of seichel. It's a more sichli type of an animal. It actually knows, apparently has some kind of bond with its neighbor, which shows a certain bechina of das. Now, Yavan's milchama, Yavan's war against Klal Yisrael was in the ink of the seichel. Right? Klal Yisrael has Teresha Balpeh, Gavalaga Seichel, and Yavan has philosophy. And Yavan is coming and saying that that's the Ikra Seichel, is the Seichel Anoshi, is the human intellect. Don't give me this Teresha Balpeh stuff, which is starting with all sorts of premises that are coming from Shamayim, Kibbeh Yachal, they say, you know, like it's coming from heavens. No, no, it's all down here. The way I explain is that you know, we know that Yavan was very into Yofi Gufani, the physical beauty. They were very into the body. I think that their focus of intellect was also a bodily focus. In other words, they saw the intellect as a beautiful part of the body. By us, the intellect is a more spiritual idea. I think by them, I didn't see this in Sfarim, but that's what I think to make how the Seichel comes together with what we know about Yavan, which was their focus on the body. I think that they saw it as, you know, it's an intellectual exercise. There's famous stories with Aristotle, right? He was eating, whatever, or something. I mean, there's different theories on, you know, he was acting animalistic, and they're like, Aristotle, the big philosopher. And he said, now I'm not the philosopher, you know, he wears two hats. You know, by us, the intellect is supposed to penetrate the way we behave. So it's something spiritual. It's not something, you know, by them, it's just an intellectual exercise. It's like a part of the body. It's an interesting part of the body, you know, that's all. But so the shor has that aspect of seichel, okay, as opposed to the other, the nesher and the aryeh or any other behemoths. I mean, the shor is that symbolizes, the pasuk says, this idea of yediyah. And the Karen specifically comes out from the head, which is an extension of the Seichel. I don't get into that. I have sources for that. The Sfarim explain that. The Karen is actually, I think, let's see, there's a, we also have, I'm trying to remember the Seichel, 350. Yeah, comes out the same gematria, right? Karen and Seichel, the same gematria also. Karen, Kuf, Reish, Nun is 350, and Seichel is 350. So you see that the mamash is the same bechina. I'm not going to get into the different sources just because I want to keep it short. But there's a little bit about this in the Beis Elokim, in the Nefesh HaChayim. So we understand that when they're making their milchama of the seichel, they're going to say, you know, write this on the keren, because that's where their milchama is. That's where their milchama is situated. It's on the keren. It's on the bechina of seichel. That's their flag. Okay. Now, what does this have to do with what I want to say is like this. Something very fascinating, I think. We have a halacha. When do you light the menorah till? Near Chanukah. What's the shir? Achatichla regel menashuk. Until the feet, or meaning people walking in the streets, right, are no longer in the marketplace, no longer outside. Shuk means outside. Okay? The Arizal describes the letter kuf. In Safras, actually, you have the Radvaz that says this. There's other shitas in it, but this is the way that Arizal describes it. In Shar Kavanas, the kuf is made up of a resh and a nun sofit. Okay? And the nun sofit is something, and therefore, I'll say, well, the kuf, that Arizal said, represents the klipa, which is like the husk, which is the, you know, the bad peel, so to say, whatever it is. And it goes, it's the only one of the ikur oisiyos that goes down below. You have, from the mansipach, you have the nun, and you have the chaf, and you have the pei, they go down lower. But from the ikur oisiyos, only the kuf goes all the way down. And the Arizal describes that regel, to be that nun, to be like the nun of the nachash, that goes down into the makam of the klipas. That's what this kuf is. So what I wanted to say is that the shir of the mitzvah, okay, again, what Ner Chanukah is doing is, Ner Chanukah is coming in the time of the Golos. It's dark. It's very dark. And Ner Chanukah is bringing or down below. I mean, you have to actually have the Ner Chanukah very low down, right? It has to be very low, and Dafka Arizal explains that because it has to be in the place of the klipas. You know, the Shekhinah never went down under 10. The Ner Chanukah is the Chatchila under 10, because that's where we want to bring down the light all the way down into the darkness. There, it's gonna, we're gonna shine up the darkness. That's the Ner Chanukah, and it comes from 8 days, eight to begin of Me'al HaTeva. When you have an aura that's coming from above nature, you're able to penetrate the lowest places, okay? Which, by the way, also relates to Kabbalah, because bringing the biggest aura is what's going to be able to penetrate the biggest darkness, which I think we're probably in the biggest darkness, you know, the times of today, the bulim and the confusion. But that's what Ner Chanukah is about. So the shir of Ner Chanukah is Ad she'tichla regel min ashuk, the regel of the kuf. That's what this the nun is called, is the regel of the kuf. Ad she'tichla regel, until you get rid of that nun, which is keneged the nachash, what's left after you take away the nun from shuk?
Shor.
That's the tikkun of the shor, the rectification of the bechina of the shor, of the merkava, which is what we want to accomplish. The seichel, it should be the kosher, right? the kosher way, not the shore of, right? They're coming against our shore. That is what we're trying to accomplish. The Ner Chanukah is actually tich the regimen of shukas, until we wipe out the kali, we wipe out the klipa, we wipe out the nachash from the shukas, the outside. The outside is always the place where there's problems, where there's more darkness, as opposed to inside the home where we have the light of Torah and the light of Kedusha, etc. That's what the Ner Chanukah is going to have, that koyach, achatichla regel min ashuk. Specifically, the Arizal says that regel is only on the left side by the kuf. But that also has to do with Chanukah, because Chanukah is keneged hoid, which is the left foot, as opposed to netzach, which is the right foot. So that's just a little, there's a lot of more interesting things on this Ramazim Stam Kachav, because we find that the shore of Yavan, right? What's shore in Chazal? Arba Ovis Nezikin, right? Shore is called Regel. Regel is shore. It's the shore Hamazik, right? That's the shore Hamazik. We gotta take care of that shor mazik. We have to be metakin that that shor is not going to be the you have the I said how does it go? Ner, we have mishalche. The pasuk says mishalche regel hashor v'chamor. Mishalche regel hashor v'chamor. That's the so. The gematria of Meshalchei Regel, the Rosh Tevis of Meshalchei Regel, Shor V'Chamor is Ner. That's what sends away these Mazikim. It's also Meshalchei. If you take the Mem and the Yud of Meshalchei, that becomes a Nun. So you have Nun, Shin, Lamed, Ches, Ner Shel Chanukah. It's interesting Ramazan with this. Okay, but that's the Iker thing. I added to this when I realized the significance of the shor. Suddenly, a major mission in Bikurim became clear to me. The mission in Bikurim says this is fascinating. The hashor hoylich lifneichem, okay, the ox would go before them. The kind of mitzupazov, its horns were covered in gold. Vaterishal zayis beroisha, and a crown of olive branch on its head. It's wild. They would get to the Azara, and they would read the Dibra Levim Bashir, Aramimcha Hashem Kidili Soni, Veloy Simachta Oivali. Aramimcha Hashem Kidili Soni, and all the Mepharshim, the Mishnah Rishon over there says, Lo it parish ma in Yashir Zali Bikurim. I have no clue what this Shir has anything to do with Bikurim. What does it have to do with Bikurim? And this Mepharshim tried different explanations that all seem to be very daichek. I wanted to say that the Greeks, when they were gozer on the Keren Ashor in Leim Chelik Belakei Yisrael, it was because the shor was the symbol of Parnassa. That was the computer of the day. You know that was what brought people Parnassa, the shor. And they wanted to be, people should be koifer in the bitachon b'Hashem. Right? They wanted that Klal Yisrael should think. Yeah, everything's in man's hands. It's up to how much you work. So they took specifically the shor together with Bikurim. When it came to the midst of Bikurim, Klal Yisrael took a shor to show that my shor, I'm taking to the Beis HaMikdash, my Hatzlacha in Parnassa, which is the whole concept of Bikurim, right? Bring the first fruits. My whole Koyach HaParnassa is not me, it's not the shor. This shor, we're going to breed makriv takadosh baruch hu. The farshim say they were makriv that shor. So, I think that these minhagim that the Mishnah describes actually began after the Nes Chanukah. Even if it began before, we can work with it. It doesn't matter. But I think that this is a certain rise to it. But that it begins after the Nes Chanukah, and it was an answer against the Yevanim. It was a victory. It was a victory dance almost, you know, against the Yevanim and the Misyavnim. So they would cover the horns of the ox, which Yavan wanted them to ride on, Kfira. They covered the horns of the ox with what? With gold and a Atar Shel Zav. Atar Shel Zayas. Olive oil. Chanukah, Nes Chanukah, Pach HaShemen. It was all just Kedeged Gzeres Yavan. And that was the way they beautified the mitzvah of Bikurim, which was exactly connected what Yavan was bothering, was chepering them about. And then that would explain already that mizmor, Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, Aramim Hashem Kidlitzani, that's the mizmor of Chanukah. Mizmor, Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, Aramim Hashem Kidlitzani, Loi Simachta Oyev Aili. Because this was exactly that, was the shir of victory connected to Yevanim. So I think that this is a very, very big connection between Bikurim and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah Bechlal. That's okay, there's more to be marchiv in the Sefer, if you want to take a look at it. I try to get, but it makes it more difficult when trying to take out certain pieces and leave other stuff out. So, but this is an idea that I had, and really, just to add one thing, that we should at least get a little bit of an avoider from it, because it's important to everything we do. We should have an avoider from it. The Sfarim say, "Achatichla regel menashkes," until you get rid of, you eradicate the regilus. until you eradicate the regilus. We do things by habit. We do mitzvahs by habit. We learn Torah, daven very often by habit. So what we have to do is, the Ner Chanukah brings in an excitement to us. And we have to be excited. The Derech Agav, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap says that that's, every Yom Tov has its own, it's a battery for the whole year of a certain Yisoid. He says that Hispilus is what comes from Chanukah. Excitement over mitzvahs. And that's why it's Halal Vaidah. That's the Indian of Halal Vaidah. These days were set for Halal Vaidah, is to be excited. He says, when you're excited about something, you can accomplish a million times more. He brings the marshal of, you know, I think a little, you know, you can't pick, I don't remember if he says the word car, or just stomp something very heavy, but you know, you have these stories where the mother suddenly picks up a car to release a little baby. It's absolutely impossible for her, but there's a certain kayach that, you know, she just gets from this matzav, you know, that you have an enormous amount of koach that's latent inside you. It's not manifesting itself, but when you get excited, that koach comes out. So Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha through Nechanukah and through Halal Vaidah to tap into, get excited, and we'll accomplish that much more, Bez Hashem, for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. That's the Chanukah part. All right.